Hello, everybody. My name is Imani Murphy. I am an intern with Community Action, Kendall, Grundy County Health Department. Today, I have a special guest with me.
Hi, my name is Cindy Kaith, registered dietitian at Kendall County Health Department.
And today, we will be discussing sodium. March is National Nutrition Month, and March also brings National Salt Awareness Week. Today, we will be discussing sodium in our diets. So, Cindy, is it true that most of us consume too much sodium?
Yes, unfortunately it is. The average American consumes more than twice as much sodium as the American Heart Association recommends.
What are the recommendations?
Well, the American Heart Association recommends no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day, and this is also including children. Adults 51 and older, African Americans of any age, and those with high blood pressure, diabetes, or chronic kidney disease should reduce intakes to less than 1,500 milligrams a day. Of course, we would always recommend to speak to your doctor first about these guidelines.
Wow, that is a lot of sodium. Why should we be concerned about eating too much sodium?
Too much sodium in our diet may lead to serious health issues, such as hypertension, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease. Sodium can act like a sponge. It makes us retain fluids, and oftentimes that's why we hear people say they feel bloated after an evening of a high sodium meal.
Is it enough to quit adding salt when cooking and adding salt to your food before eating?
Well, that's a really great place to start, but actually 75% to 80% of the sodium Americans eat is from processed, prepackaged, and restaurant foods. They use salt to preserve foods, so oftentimes it's not from the salt shaker.
Can you name some of these foods that can be high in sodium?
Sure, I can. These are foods such as canned and boxed soups, meals, and pasta and rice mixes, frozen pizza and frozen meals. And something that surprises many people is bread.
Wow, bread? Bread is something I never thought that would actually have high sodium.
No, many people don't. That's why we encourage you to read a label when you have a label to read. Other things like crackers and chips, many of us do know about processed meats containing a lot of sodium. Things like hot dogs, bacon, sausage, and ham. Remember the condiments too. Ketchup, salad dressing, soy sauce, salsa, olives, and pickles.
What are some ways to eat less sodium?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is to read the food label. You start reading food labels and it's quite an eye-opener. You want to select the foods with the least amount of sodium per serving size. There are often options at the store with no added salt, reduced sodium, or unsalted, things like unsalted pretzels and unsalted crackers. Cook your foods with fresh ingredients. Also, preparing foods at home and eating more meals at home is helpful. Do you like to cook?
Actually, I love to cook, and I find it healthier and more affordable to cook at home.
Well, that is really true because eating out can be very costly. And also, restaurant foods and fast foods are very high in sodium. Chain restaurants and some of your favorite restaurants may have nutrition information online, or they may even actually have it at the counter when you place your order. So I recommend trying to find that nutrition information and take a look at how much sodium is in your favorite foods that you order out. Salt is a seasoning, so another way to make your foods taste more seasoned is to use fresh herbs, dried herbs, pepper, and actually fresh lemon or lime juice can add a lot of zip to your foods. Keep the salt shaker off the table and don't add salt in cooking. Out of sight, out of mind, so put that salt shaker far away.
That's helpful information, Cindy. Where can someone find more information on sodium?
Go to choosemyplate.gov or heart.org/sodium for more guidelines and tips. After slowly decreasing sodium in your diet, in about 3 weeks, you actually probably won't miss it as much. Oftentimes, people will start saying that foods taste salty. So just keep trying to work towards the positive and decrease sodium in your diet.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Cindy.
Well, thanks for having me.
And for those who are listening to the podcast, I hope this information was very helpful. Thank you.